Hi everyone, Sandman here. This video is brought to you by a donation from James. He didn't give me a topic, so I wanted to read and cover a Reddit post I found on the Men's Rights Reddit called Feminist Logic, which has to be the biggest oxymoron in the world. The irony is not lost on me. You don't reach women with logic and reason. You reach them by tickling their emotions regardless of what you're saying is factually right or wrong. It's all about the oppressor, i.e. the man, and the oppressed, i.e. the women. It's all about cultural Marxism these days, instead of the business owner oppressing the worker anymore. Now we have the man oppressing the woman. Anywho, the MRAs just don't get it. Here's what the Reddit post says, and I quote, "According to women, 500 years ago, men discriminated against women. You were a man too, so you must be a misogynist. What kind of logic is that, and how am I supposed to be accountable for something that happened centuries ago just because I'm the same gender? Women also say we can't walk out at night, so women have it harder. It is not our problem that you are just too paranoid to walk out of your house. Women also say we're expected to do everything like shopping, cleaning, etc. So you want to do no work while the man works his butt off all day, and then you spend all of his money on dumb things. Women also say, I can hit you all I want, but if you dare hit me, you're an abuser. I don't even know what to say to this. This is a double standard that clearly has men as the bad ones, and women try and act like they're the victims here. They also say that men hit and abuse women. Think who really is in power here. A woman can easily lie and ruin a man's life. If any of you understand this reference, life for men is like Minecraft's new chat reporting system. Even a false accusation gets you permanently banned." Unquote. I'll discuss more in a moment, but let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Chris Whalen. He's a U.S. business tax expert serving clients in North America and abroad. The first consultation is always free, just like men going their own way. He's also a fellow MGTOW and will keep your pills red, but brings your books back to black. Reach out to Chris Whalen, CPA, today for all your personal and business accounting needs, before taking care of your sexual needs. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to women seemingly unable to grasp reason and logic, Clown World Show. Don't you know that every man is accountable for all the historic oppression of women because he's part of the male collective? Women seem to believe that there's a male collective that they call the patriarchy, that works covertly to control them. But if you've been following this channel for any length of time, you know that's just projection, and it's female-owned group preference working against men for all of time. They just don't want to point it out, so they accuse us of the very same thing that they're guilty of. It's like the entire battle of the sexes is between two elementary school students, a boy and a girl, and the girl responds by saying, "I know you are, but what am I?" every time you accuse them of something. That collective has been and will always be oppressing us going forward. So I have to point out some non-existent male patriarchal collective as oppressing them first and forever. That way they can get a free pass for their behaviors. Also, of course, women are paranoid walking out of their house at night. But they shouldn't be, because men are way more likely to get assaulted on a night stroll than she is. But the reason men don't freak out about our safety is because we value freedom over safety. Women, on the other hand, trade their freedom for safety, and as Benjamin Franklin once said, those that trade freedom for safety deserve neither. The more women take political power in our society, the more gynocentric it becomes. And that means they'll legislate safety through things like insanely low speed limits, court judges that automatically believe all women, and of course at some point, if enough women are in political office, there will be laws passed that say that only men are capable of hitting and abusing women. After all, if many women are already claiming that a woman can't rape a man, it's not that far of a stretch to think they would say that only a man would be capable of hitting a woman and making a law about it. Years ago, I met Erin Pizzi, and she said that the number of women abusing men physically was just as high as the number of men abusing women. Neither side was completely innocent or guilty, and she started the first battered women's shelter, which is one that had services for both men and women. She was one of the early second-wave feminists in the late 60s and early 70s, and the other feminists shut her down and sent her death threats. All she wanted was true equality. They wanted more than that. She was standing in the way, so they rolled right over her. That's what happens to the logical feminists out there. They get thrown under the period bus. The argument that all men are responsible for the oppression of women in the past is preposterous. It's brought to you by the same people that expect there to be slavery reparations for what happened hundreds of years ago. It probably won't even be the actual descendants of slave owners that'll be hooped into paying it. It'll probably be Italian and Irish descendant people that came to the United States in the early 20th century that'll have to pay to appease Black Lives Matter. Wait until you see women demanding reparations for the patriarchy, when enough men check out of marriage and relationships. That Reddit post is funny because the person making it is asking the question, do women expect men to cook and clean and work? The answer from what I've seen is yes. And there are enough simps out there doing that, and women talk amongst themselves, and figure that if other women's guys are doing it, then they feel entitled to it too. That's what I did in previous relationships, and doing that much of the time, and not having a partner that did even 30-40% of it pissed me off enough to leave. I believe in equality, but not slavery. Many modern women expect men to be their slaves and not complain, and most don't. But I really believe in equality and the principle of it. But I bet women's logic is that if other women's men are slaves to them, then I deserve a guy that'll be a slave too, and I won't settle for less. The funny thing is that men's rights activists don't get it. Feminists aren't logical. Even Erin Pizzi, a former feminist turned into a men's rights activist, told them it has nothing to do with equality and logic, but everything to do with power and privilege. Going to a feminist looking for logic is like going to a pig looking for eggs. Wrong species there, bucko. The argument that more men are hurt on the way home, mugged and killed, is also swept aside by everyone. The moment women say that she was sexually assaulted or raped. That trumps you being assaulted by another man regardless of if that assault was a sexual one in nature or physical. If you say that men are raped in prison, I had one woman tell me good to my face when I told her that statistic. Where's the empathy? Where's the caring? I once had a man sexually assault me right in front of my girlfriend, and I felt violated. She saw it and I was complaining, and I was pissed off. And then she told me not to make a big deal of it. But I'm sure if the same thing happened to her, I'd be holding a box of Kleenex at the therapist's office for the next 6 months to a year. You realize that not only do they not care, but they also laugh at your pain, but expect you to empathize with their pain. From where I'm sitting, it's men that are the more compassionate sex. But women wouldn't agree with that. A woman can hit and verbally assault a man all she wants and nothing typically happens. It kind of reminds me of the drama I used to see in a house across the street while I was growing up. The couple that were living there was a guy who would always be sitting out on his porch, and his wife would be inside. He would always be trying to get away from her. It made everyone in the neighborhood uncomfortable because he was retired and spent 80% of the summertime, late spring and early fall, sitting outside. The reason is plain to see in the Bible, where it says something like it's better to sit on the edge of a rooftop than to share your house with a bad wife. Well, when his wife would come out while he was sitting on that porch, he ducked back into the house through the side door. It was clear he didn't want to be around her and everyone could see it. Sometimes he'd be sitting on the porch and you could see her face in the window behind him, like she was trying to creep him out, but he didn't even know that she was literally a foot away from him on the other side of that glass. I can't imagine living like that guy for 20 to 30 years after his kids grew up and moved away. Everyone laughed at the situation, but if the roles were reversed and his wife was outside avoiding her husband, I'm sure that a couple of squad cars would have pulled up to make sure everything was all right. It should be clear to everyone that the standards for men and women are completely different. The person posting that initial message just wants things to be equal and fair. But that's asking way too much these days. Things are going to get a lot worse and women will continue going on the offensive when it comes to men. Because a good offense is the best defense. As a man, you can't win because women have their collective and the simps and white knights behind them. That's the majority of people and you can't fight and win against that head on. That's why you do what Sun Tzu said, which is if you have a larger and more powerful opponent, you need to evade them. What do you think MGTOW is all about if it's not part of the art of war? It's about knowing yourself and your opponent so you'll win every time you fight them. But with women, you can't win when you fight because they go for distance and irritation and wear you down psychologically and emotionally. The only way to win is not to play the game. We all know the so-called patriarchy is the reason we have civilization in the first place. Giving women equality, which I'm all for, leads to them taking more power from men than 50%. Because we love them and we're lenient with their push for power and we placate it. If you actually want to see how supposedly oppressed women are throughout history, then go to some place like the Palace of Versailles or Gilded Age mansions and tell me that such over-the-top opulence was a man's idea. Clearly it was all for his wife and family. I remember seeing the first indoor toilet in the San Francisco plantation home in Louisiana. It was only for the lady of the house, and it was paid for by the slave labor so that she didn't actually have to go outside and use the outhouse. Yet women still have the nerve to say they were the oppressed ones. If anything, it should be white American women that are descended from slave plantation owners that should pay more than their fair so-called share of reparations to the black community. After all, they were the greatest beneficiary of that wealth. Watch men get screwed over yet again and have to pay even more for everyone in the future. Women and minorities. How's that for logic? Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to James for the donation, and I hope you enjoyed this topic. Don't forget to smash the like button, the way that a man getting smashed by a gang of men in prison doesn't matter as much as a woman getting groped on a bus. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the women that blow their own problems out of proportion while laughing at the troubles of men away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.